on.
What's up, Dominique?
What's going on? How you doing this morning, Tom?
Dominique, I'm doing all right.
I'm doing good. You know what I'm doing. I told you. Getting it ready.
Dominique came in this morning. I said, Dominique, how you doing? She said, I'm getting ready for the cruise. I've got to be right for the beach and my white.
You mean beach parties?
And my white thong, she said.
Yeah, you got to be right for the beach party.
I said this yesterday. Let me say it again. People.
Telling you.
It's not that kind of cruise. You don't put that kind of pressure on yourself.
It's a pressure-filled event, Tom. It's going to be stunning. It's going down. It's pressure-filled. You can feel the pressure all around. I'm going to work out with Billy Blige Jr. It's serious. Look, I'm going to have my bikini thong. And I want Sam to join me, too.
I'm with you, Dom.
Let me tell you something. All right. Don't worry about losing any weight. Worry about right now if you're going to get on the cruise.
Indeed.
We've been on sale now 2 weeks.
Okay.
We are 50% sold.
Half. That's half, people.
Look at you doing that.
That's half.
Well, you know.
And we're 50% sold in 2 weeks. Okay.
And that's pressure right there.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
It's going down.
But no white thongs, people. No white thongs.
Oh, no white ones, Damon?
Yeah, because we have white.
But no white thongs.
Why?
Okay.
A long day of man dancing. And a white thong.
That's not a pretty look at
the end of
the day.
Yeah, you might want to keep that thong in a darker color.
You know what, Siv, I'm going to go out on a limb right here.
What's
Dominique,
that?
If Chad and Evelyn get back together, I would let them room, have a cabin on the cruise.
You know you making that offer because it ain't going to happen.
That's right.
Okay.
I really don't have cabins to give away.
They have
no cabins to give willy-nilly like that.
Dominique, he said he's not guilty. He's not guilty of headbutting Ev.
How is that?
But
I don't understand. I mean, this was a public assault. How are you not guilty?
The neighbors
called the police.
Mm.
It wasn't
all this happened outside.
And nobody knew.
No, he was in the smart car. I can understand this. Damon.
That's still outside.
All right. Judge, here's what I'm offering in defense.
Okay.
It's a smart car.
Yes.
It's a very small car.
Very small.
Chad and Evelyn are having an argument. Mm-hmm. He wants her to get out the car. So he reaches over to open the door and accidentally bumps heads.
Right?
I tell you what.
I
think that's a good one, because if I was in a smart car
that's
with
a
my
horrible.
Head, well, if I reached over, I'm headbutting everybody.
Exactly.
Look, that's a horrible one. Y'all going to get Chad locked up. That's what that defense going to get
that's
him.
That's your defense.
That's your defense. He's going to jail, so he's not going to even be to make the cruise, Tom, because he's going to be locked up in April.
Somebody said I got a better chance. I got a better chance of getting Chris Brown and Rihanna.
They might be sharing the cabin too. Don't put that one out there.
You know
he would have done better. He would have done better. Plead no contest. Not guilty. Oh, he gonna get that? What kind of defense team does he have? He should have went in there crying and everything, saying, "I need help. I don't know what got into me. I shouldn't have bought condoms. I shouldn't have bought nothing. Something got into me." Not guilty, and the lady got stitches. That don't work. How you got stitches in your new wife's forehead, and she not guilty, Chad? They gonna lock you up to show you that you guilty. You gotta know when to eat. You gotta know when to eat humble pie. You can't walk in there like that. Your head butted the lady. He should have went on Dr. Phil or something and said something wrong with me, Dr. Phil. I'm going crazy. What is the problem? I mean, but not guilty. Come on, Chad.
All right, New York City, your town, Dominique.
That's my town.
The health board approves a ban that the mayor has on big, large, sugary drinks. The large, supersized drinks.
Right.
The mayor says they're unhealthy, and the mayor of New York, Bloomberg, wants them banned.
And they passed it.
The health board passed it.
So how did the war on sugar start with the drinks? I'm trying to figure out how did he narrow it down to the drinks? Because, you know, we in a society of addiction. Everybody addicted. Sugar not going to work. He need to try something else. He need to try the NYPD or something. Work on something else, Bloomberg.
But what happened to the other wars in the city of New York? I mean, they should have a war on crime.
Yeah, they're shooting black people and Latino people. And they got to worry about sugary drinks.
And the police officer. The police officers writing tickets for dead people. You got other fish to fry besides sugar.
Really?
We got all the problems solved in New York. Let's deal with this sugar.
Right.
Let's deal with this sugar.
Let's do the war on them $26 sandwiches.
And $14.50 for a pack of cigarettes, Damon. What are you talking about? And people still smoking. People going to find sugar. You have got to minimize your sugar on your own.
What about the garbage on the curb? What about the big-ass rats?
Okay. Right. What about them? Bloomberg got his priorities confused. I don't know who told him to work on this. Sugar, and he better hope people don't stop eating sugar. You talking about bath salt and zombies. There's going to be some zombies out here. All the diabetics in the world, they going to need a National Guard to protect them from these zombies out here. Big Mama going to be trying to figure out, why is my favorite granddaughter trying to eat me up? Diabetics going to be in trouble. Sugar. I said, Mayor Bloomberg lost his mind. Mayor Bloomberg be dead and gone. And guess what, sweetheart? Sugar going to be here.
Sweetheart.
Sugar not going nowhere. He can put that in his pipe and smoke it. I said, sugar? Of all things, no, too much addiction. Caffeine, nicotine, society. We're a society of addicts. It's not going to happen. What you going to do with Halloween? You going to take that off the books? Where you going to put Halloween at? So they're going to just have to scratch Halloween off the books. Where they going to take sugar out the grocery store? I said, a war on just drinks, it's a little bit deeper than that. I mean, come on now.
All right, Dominique.